This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 16, 2018. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, a smoky fire that authorities believe started in a bathroom ceiling drove a Perkins Street family from its home over the weekend in Gloucester. The family of four occupying the home at 5 Perkins Street escaped the home before firefighters arrived Sunday at 9 a.m. No injuries were reported, according to Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. While fire crews were able to contain the minimal fire to the first floor, causing an estimated $20,000 damage, the entire home sustained significant smoke damage and the house was deemed uninhabitable. The Northeast Massachusetts chapter of the American Red Cross responded and assisted at the scene. A preliminary investigation indicated that the fire likely started in the ceiling of the first floor bathroom where there is a ventilation fan. When firefighters arrived, they found that the family of four outside and smoke coming from the front door of the house, which dates to 1900 and is assessed at $273,700, according to city assessor's records. More on the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. The city of Peabody may be considering several recycling changes. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Adam Swift writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that John Turco is tired of plastic bottles, cans, and newspapers toppling out of the tiny recycling bins onto the city streets in Peabody. For the third time in a year, the Ward 1 city councilor is asking the council to consider asking the city's recycling contractor to provide larger, covered recycling bins for residents. Quote, we need to update our containers. Let's provide containers that we can cover so the recycling doesn't blow all over the streets, he said. Turco recommended the issue that he brought to the council's Public Services Committee, a request that he made twice last year. He has also asked David Taranzoni, Public Services Director, to get a cost estimate for the bins from JRM Hauling and Recycling, the contractor. Until a decision is made, several councilors said there are other steps residents can take to ease the overflow. Quote, you can take a barrel with a cover and put a sticker on it, and you can get that at City Hall. JM knows the barrel is for recycling, said Ward 5 Councilor Joe Saslaw. City Council President Ed Charest said that he makes the most of limited recycling space by crushing 2-liter soda bottles before tossing them into the bins. Larger recycling bins would be a hit with some Peabody residents. Larger bins are 100% needed, said Michael McMahon. Quote, we went out and bought more bins ourselves because we fill up the small ones so quickly. And Peter Lamole said that the small tubs are not big enough for all the recyclables of a typical family. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. The Salem News is reporting that although state elections won't come until November, a race for the primary is already beginning. Peabody resident Tora Marty, a Democrat, has organized a committee to run for the second Essex Senate seat, now held by three-term Democrat Joan Lovely of Salem. Lovely said she plans to run for re-election. Nomination papers to run for office become available February 13. Candidates seeking a political party's nomination must return papers by May 8. Independent candidates have until July 31 to return papers. If necessary, a primary election will be held Tuesday, September 4, with the final election on November 6. More on the story in today's Salem News. Dave Rogers is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. Katie Bowden has not only made Newburyport her home, but the focal point of her executive recruiting company. Now 15 years after starting Koya Leadership Partners in her home, the company has become a national force with offices in major cities across the country. She's quoted as saying, it was really important to me to live and work in the same community. In the last 9 months alone, her company has acquired two other businesses that have expanded Koya's capabilities and services and more than doubling its employees from 20 to 50. About 10 of them work in the Merrimack Street office in Newburyport. More on this story written by Dave Rogers in today's Newburyport Daily News. Gayla Colley reports in today's Daily Item, two events in the city of Lynn on Monday honored the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but in different ways. The Community Minority Cultural Center, CMCC, a Lynn-based organization promoting multiculturalism, hosted the 32nd annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast at the Porthole Restaurant. Speakers talked about how the civil rights movement still resonates today. Over at Lynn Museum and Historical Society, the 7th annual Martin Luther King Day of Service was held, which organizers said honors what the civil rights leader stood for. More on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.